It has been a long time between drinks, but it's nice to welcome back to Static onto SER this evening, Josh from the Electorate. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Nice to have you at 2SER. It's been a long, long time since you've had cause to be here, hasn't it?
It has been a very long time. It's very surreal, very enjoyable. It's quite the honour.
One third of our recent 2SER feature album auteurs. We're only allowed one person for an interview, still with COVID restrictions, so you're the lucky or unlucky member of the Electorate, I'm not sure.
Thank you. I'll consider myself lucky.
A real achievement to have this record out, not only in a year like this, but also because it's possibly the longest gestating debut album in history, Josh.
We could like that, of cutting out slabs of life and rearranging them in different orders, I think.
The last Temple Bears EP came out in 1992.
Oh, really?
And this was going to be the next thing, right? This record.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we were in demo land, and some of the songs from this album would have been on that album, but then we had a big dummy spit and we went our separate ways. And then, as happens, we got it together to come back and go, oh, this is fun. We should do this again.
It is the story of mateship, this album, isn't it? The three of you coming back together again after so long.
Very much so. It's been the most enjoyable aspect, is just hanging out with people that you shared a lot of really defining youthful moments with, and then to be able to revisit those with a bit more perspective and a bit more time and go, oh, this is fun. This is nice.
It's almost like a childhood promise, Josh, like from a Spielberg family movie or something.
As cheesy as that is, it's totally spot on. it does feel like we are finally coming good on a promise we made to ourselves decades ago.
It's not like you had all been doing nothing in the interim. I mean, you all moved on through a lot of different bands. You had
totally.
Atticus.
I did.
The other boys had Big Heavy Stuff and
yeah.
Imperial Broads and Reality Instructors. So you're all sort of match fit when you came back together, right?
It did feel that way. Like, for me, I kind of put my guitar down in the early 2000s and didn't really do much for a little while, just because I needed to do other things, I guess. But both Nick and Elliot continued to do amazing work throughout that time. And I think it was probably, going to gigs and seeing them playing and going, oh, that's right, I miss that. And I miss that with those guys as well. And then we were asked to do a one-off kind of reunion, and it was just that magical thing of going, oh, some of these songs are really good and we like them still, and maybe it would be nice to record them. So
I love that you've lent into that story as well with this album by the Electorate, Josh. The opening song, Number One, features that line, "What I think of all the shit that we put ourselves through, is it any wonder that we lost our way?" So were you sort of thinking about the story of you guys?
No, that line comes from back then. So that line is a survivor from the 1990s when the song was originally written.
So it's more prophetic than anything else.
Unfortunately so. Yeah, there you go. The outro stuff, all of the, the reflections upon later life, that was definitely, oh, here I am 20-something years later. I can't pass up an opportunity to, have the last word.
So what was it like picking up these songs that you had kicking around for 25-plus years? A lot of the songs on the Electorate album date back to that time. Huh?
Yeah, I think it's 7 out of 11 were in their original form from the 1990s. But of those 7, I think there was only 2, the first 2 songs on the album, Number One and then Enormous Glorious Girl, that we pretty much just kept as was. But everything else we kind of hacked into or took apart or rearranged or rewrote lyrics for.
I'm more amazed that you hadn't lost your demo tapes in moving houses all those years.
Look, we demoed a lot. There's a lot of great energetic little moments down on 4-track that were done back then in, various houses and various studios and stuff. So
what was it like revisiting thoughts from that period, though? A song like Enormous Glorious Girl is about an unrequited crush that Elliot had in the 90s, written back then. So, was this still haunting him, this Enormous Glorious Girl, 25 years later?
Look, knowing the person that the song was written about and knowing the time that we were all a part of those youthful unrequited love moments, it was really lovely to revisit. I think there's a kind of naivety about who we were as the Temple Bears. We were kind of always a little bit at odds with a lot of the other bands of the day, and in revisiting that, I think there was an element of, oh, maybe we are reclaiming some portion of our former self. But I think it was just that we found that the songs still stood up, which was kind of, you know, pretty amazing. And then there was the boredom factor that just made us go, ooh, what if? What if we do this differently? And a real freedom that we approached the album with that we never would have done back then because we were too possessive and egotistical and, you know, all the things that you kind of lose, I think, with a few more years. And you're like, oh, yeah, we have a bit more perspective on the thing.
Josh, there are a lot of nods to your history and the passage of time on the album.
Mm.
And you've been able to play with that 90s guy persona. The first single, If I Knew, references going to a Fugazi gig and then
totally.
Name checks a Built to Spill album from that period.
Yes.
So, you know, you're kind of pandering to your audience in a way,
aren't
you? So.
Well, that song was never a tribute to my wife, but it was one of the last songs that I wrote the lyrics to. I think I was in bed on the morning of the day that we were tracking that vocal, and I think I really wanted to say thank you to her, but also to, yeah, probably tie that in. And our first date was a Fugazi gig, so it was like, okay, it was all legit as a timestamp. It was all legitimate. But I think given that we have so few opportunities to assemble words that mean something for people around us, it was really important for me at any rate to be able to go, oh, hi, thanks. And
it's not quite a Sydney travelogue. You didn't name check 15 closed venues or anything like that. So.
No.
And was changing the band name also important in feeling like you weren't just a 90s relic, though? It's was sort of a leap of faith, but a smart idea as well to rebrand yourselves from Temple Bears to the Electorate?
I think so. I think it was one of those things where we were in the later part of mixing and we all looked at each other and went, does this feel new? And I know that's ridiculous, and I know it's kind of, you know, we were drawing a long bow to feel that way, but at the same time, there was something really quite refreshing about it, and I don't think any of us were particularly bonded to the name. There are very few opportunities in life where you get to move forward with everything that you want and leave behind the things that you would like to leave behind, and I think that coming up with the name, which Nick did, of the Electorate, just felt like a good moment to go, yeah, okay, sure, it started out as a celebration of the past, but now it's a declaration of
the
future.
Were you also finding, Josh, a lot of people wouldn't remember the Temple Bears anyway?
Oh, probably.
They were like, who was that?
Probably. And, it, you know, like, it was a name that Ellie and I thought up in an art class in year 11. It was like, we can leave that behind.
Well, I also like the fact the name The Electorate is egalitarian. You know, everybody gets a vote in the band.
Totally. And it's very much that. It has become very much that way. I think it was probably less that way back in the day, but that sense of democracy has been really important. It's extended into songwriting. It's extended into how we so-called manage our affairs. But, in, you know, in terms of distribution of workload and stuff, it's been fantastic. We've all had our strengths that we've brought to this project behind the scenes as well as obviously in the record. And that's been lovely.
And Josh, musically, you guys knew that you could take your time in crafting this record, which has sort of played out in some of the songs. There's some great build-ups and unspooling tricky time signatures on the opening and closing songs that are packed with choir vocals and everything else.
Yeah.
So has also being older meant that you've kind of felt like you could have a bit more of a try-anything approach with this album?
Absolutely. Yeah, the whole incremental evolution of The Electorate has been one of trying things and seeing where it takes us. And the whole process of recording the album was a really enjoyable and liberating one insofar as we were able to get the beds down in quite a short period of time. We spent a weekend getting the 11 songs down, guitar, bass and drums, essentially all nailed down. And then for me, I take a little bit longer and I'm probably a bit more meticulous about trying to explore some of those ideas with guitars and certainly with backing vocals. And Elliot was the same. And then Nick was the same with percussion. It really allowed us a freedom that we would never have had back then, and it really helped us spread out and explore things.
I think it's led to a lot of surprises in this album too. Yeah. I love the middle stretch as well, which has got a couple of your strummiest ever songs. Both Skeleton and The Wrong Way Round Up almost sound like Crowded House or something.
Oh, look, it was that weird thing where we always aspired, I think, to be good songwriters. And I think, you know, the exploration of all those ideas, probably more so in Elliot's songs, I think really brought out that Finnish element, I guess, if you want to, if that's a term
Finnish
you can
element
use.
And it finished.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing that you've got here, Josh. It only took 20, five-ish years. But
I know. It's odd.
It's an accomplishment.
But it's really enjoyable. And, you know, we're basking in the glory that it's been able to facilitate for us. And we really appreciate the support we've been shown by the musical and all wider community. We've been really lucky.
I hope it doesn't take another quarter century for the next one.
I hope not too.
And we might have a listen to one of your songs right now. We'll play Peanut Butter Jars.
Oh, excellent.
On the show.
Thank you.
It was so great to talk to you this evening, Josh.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for being our two SER feature stars last week.
We are honoured and privileged. Thank you so much.
This is the Electorate on Static. Thanks.
Thank you.